From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are now 6-0 at home this postseason after winning at home against Detroit, 112-103, to tie up their second-round playoff series two games apiece. The Cavs engineered a 23-0 run to begin the second half. Donovan Mitchell finished with 43 points. 39 were scored in the second half. Oklahoma City eliminated the Lakers in a four-game sweep, winning in L.A. 115-110. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 35 points. OKC went 8-0 against the Lakers this season, 4 in the playoffs, 4 wins in the regular season. In the NHL's postseason, second round, Colorado up 3-1 after a 5-2 victory at Minnesota. It was 2-2 in the third period. Baltimore beat the Yankees 3-2 with a 3-run homer in the 7th. Tampa Bay an 8-5 winner at Toronto. San Francisco took the late game at Dodger Stadium 9-3.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear, plus hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive Sunday evening. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 60 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. CHP has released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive west of Fraser Road. CHP says the incident took place just before 7:19 p.m. on Sunday, May 10th. 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles was driving a 2015 Chevrolet Camaro westbound on Nacimiento Lake Drive at an unknown speed. For unknown reasons, the Camaro traveled off the north roadway edge of Nacimiento Lake Drive, and the driver turned left, overcorrecting and colliding on the other side of the street with a tree south of the roadway. The driver and the front right passenger, 41-year-old Matt Garcia of Paso Robles, sustained major injuries. A man who was seated in the rear of the Camaro succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. His identity is not being released at this time, pending notification of next of kin. Mr. Pate was placed under arrest for suspicion of driving under the influence. The crash is pending further investigation. San Luis Obispo County IWMA is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors program. Volunteer staff sorting stations at events and will help event attendees sort their waste properly, directly contributing to a greener Slo County. Volunteers will also attend various events countywide from April 1st through June 30th. Any interested volunteers seeking to interact with their community, make a positive impact on their local environment, or to fulfill volunteer hours can visit Slo County IWMA's website. Atascadero City Council holding sewer rate increase hearing. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6. Tonight, the city will hold a Prop 218 majority protest hearing for its proposed increase to wastewater rates. The city reviewed wastewater rates increases in March and administered a Prop 218 protest process, sending out the proposed increase to all property owners connected to the city's municipal sanitary sewer system. The increases amount to about $10 for a single-family monthly rate. If the city does not receive a majority protest vote against the rate increases, then the city can approve the proposition, effective on or after July 1st. The rate increase is due to rising energy and maintenance costs and a need to upgrade and/or replace wastewater facilities and infrastructure. The city will also hold a public hearing to increase its service fees by about 3.21% in order to maintain cost recovery. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Tickets are still available for Honor Flight Central Coast California's Poor Fest fundraiser. Honor Flight offers trips to Washington, D.C. for veterans to see the memorials built in their honor. The upcoming fundraiser helps raise the money needed for these trips. Here's Bear McGill, chairperson of Honor Flight Central Coast California, on the event.
This event is going to be an awesome event out there at the Warbirds on June 6th at 5 o'clock. I would really encourage everyone to go on our website, get a ticket, come on out. You know, you're supporting our veterans who supported us. That's why we're here, because of the men and women who chose to serve our country, chose to sacrifice their life for us so we could have events like this. And this is just one way for us to give back to the men and women who were willing to do that, a free trip back to Washington, D.C., to honor the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice and for them to see the memorials that were built in their honor.
Tickets are on sale through May 15th and can be purchased at honorflightccc.org/poorfest. The evening will also feature a live and silent auction as well as a catered dinner. Two community outreach events for this week have been scheduled for the Class 1 Multi-Use North River Road Trail. It is a key piece of the city's long-term Grand Loop vision, a planned network of connected trails, sidewalks, bike facilities, and recreational corridors to create safer and more accessible active transportation routes throughout Paso Robles. The project for North River Road is currently in the design phase and is intended to improve access along North River Road's corridor. The first outreach event will be today from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. outside City Hall near the downtown Farmers Market. The second outreach event will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Cuesta College North County Campus Library. Community members unable to attend either event are also encouraged to fill out an online survey found on the city's website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 9-3, the Guardians over the Angels 7-2, the Orioles beat the Yankees 3-2. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Athletics will go against the Cardinals, the Padres will face the Brewers, the Angels will go against the Guardians, the Yankees will face the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Lakers 115-110, sweeping their semifinal series 4-0. In California news, Aline Wong, the mayor of Arcadia in Southern California, has resigned and pled guilty to acting as an illegal agent for the Chinese government. She was charged in April, accused of doing the bidding of Chinese officials, such as sharing articles favorable to Beijing. The felony comes with a maximum of 10 years in federal prison. Cole Thomas Allen, the California man accused of storming the White House correspondents' dinner while armed, pleaded not guilty on Monday to charges that allege he attempted to assassinate President Donald Trump. In addition, his attorneys have requested the disqualification of two Justice Department officials from direct involvement in the prosecution because they were in attendance at the event, thus making them victims or witnesses in the case. The Huntington Beach Police Department cracked down on unlawful e-bike activity on Friday, resulting in dozens of citations. This comes after Orange County has drawn attention to a rise in e-bike-related crashes with young riders. State Attorney General Rob Bonta has released a consumer alert, saying that pedal-assisted bikes can't go faster than 28 miles per hour, and throttle-assisted e-bikes have a limit of 20 miles per hour. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRO News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farming is filled with costs, and they're going up. But there are also opportunity costs hidden in every business, including agriculture. Shane Thomas of Upstream Ag Insights calls these unrealized costs of pursuing one strategy versus all other options a strategy tax. He applies the idea to agribusiness and farming, where success may require giving something else up.
So a strategy tax essentially refers to the, call it, trade-offs or the internal friction that incurs as a result of pursuing some specific strategic direction. And so this can just be looked at as, like, you can only focus on so many things. And so if you're trying to focus on, you're juggling eight balls, it's really hard to juggle eight balls, but it's really easy to juggle two with your two hands, right? When it comes to strategic initiatives, lots of companies, lots of people try to do everything. We're just naturally optimizers too, especially in a business setting. We want to optimize for, hey, we could do that, we could do that, we could do this. But you look at all these different businesses in any industry, focus tends to win out. But when you focus, there's always this something you have to give up. But the idea is that if your strategy is right and you're building in the right direction, the upside of going in that alternative direction is higher than the alternative of trying to do both.
Again, that's Shane Thomas of Upstream Ag Insights.
The Northern Pulse Growers Association is proud to sponsor the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, your go-to resource for practical pulse production insights. Each episode features farmers, researchers, or industry experts sharing real-world tips to help you boost yields, manage pests and disease, and get the most from your pulse crops. Whether you grow peas, lentils, or chickpeas, you'll find information you can put to work on your farm right away. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or visit growingpulsecrops.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplements low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Small numbers, big impact. Did you know that primary elections are often decided by just a handful of voters? That's right. Sometimes fewer people vote in a primary than attend a high school football game. So who shows up matters. If conservatives stay home, the choices in November are already decided. Make your vote count when it matters most. Show up. Speak up. Vote in the primary. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. San Joaquin Valley farmers are increasingly fallowing land as California's Sustainable Groundwater Management Act curtails pumping. Under SGMA, which is implemented by local agencies, groundwater basins have until 2040 or 2042 to achieve sustainability. But since 2020 or 2022, depending on local conditions, groundwater agencies have been required to prevent undesirable results such as land subsidence and household wells running dry. Groundwater agencies covering much of the San Joaquin Valley adopted pumping limits or allocations within the past few years as the state began cracking down on sub-basins with inadequate plans. We are truly in the difficult part of SGMA, said Stacy Ann Silva, principal at Altum Aqualogic, a Fresno-based water consulting firm that monitors more than 90 groundwater agencies across the state. As allocations continue to ramp down, landowners are going to have to make harder decisions, she said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries at the intersection of Vineyard Drive and Rossi Road in Templeton. CHP currently has a unit at the scene. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 70s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend, mostly sunny on Monday, sunny on Tuesday next week. Low 80s Thursday, mid-80s on Friday, upper 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, 82 a week from today. Currently, it is 61 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:23.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are lower. Consumer prices rose 3.8% in the year ending in April, topping the March increase, which was 3.3%. The Wall Street Journal says energy accounted for more than 40% of that increase. Excluding food and energy, the CPI was up 2.8%, but both readings rose more than economists were predicting. Gold prices eased after the inflation reading. Investors pull out of gold and put money in interest payments. paying accounts when they can make more from those investments. United Airlines will resume service to Venezuela, joining American Airlines, which recently restarted flights there. United says it offered flights between the U.S. and Venezuela for more than 20 years. Flights to Caracas will leave from George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Don't forget to make plans to go to the big buying event May 19th through 21st at Bella Jewel. Hey, what's going to happen? Well, there are going to be some folks there, and they will buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, as well as artwork, antiques, and much more. So if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. Don't miss the opportunity and get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310 or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the Old West, quite often lawmen tended to be hired more for their skill with the gun than their skills at obeying the law. Today we'll hear about one such man. It was said of Dave Mather that he spent as much time in jail as he did in the occupation of putting others in there. Dave is also known as Mysterious Dave Mather because supposedly little is known about his life. But we knew enough that if he notched his pistol each time he assisted in sending someone to their reward, he would have had to carry a couple of guns.
In 1876, he assisted in the lynching of an innocent man. In January of 1880, he killed two men and seriously wounded another. 3 days later, he killed another man. February of that year, he helped lynch three men. In 1884, during a stint as a lawman in Dodge City, he got crosswise with Thomas Nixon and killed him. Dave was heard to mumble, "I ought to have killed him 6 months ago." An example of the scrapes Dave got into and his method of getting out of them happened on May 10, 1885. Mather had been playing cards in Ashland, Kansas with a grocer named David Barnes. After Barnes won two out of three hands, Mather threw his cards at Barnes and picked up the pot of money. David Barnes pulled his gun and put a hole in Mather's hat. He was aiming elsewhere. Meanwhile, Mather's brother, who happened to be the bartender, pulled his gun and started shooting. Dave Mather did likewise. When the shooting stopped and the room cleared of gun smoke, David Barnes, the card player, was dead, and two innocent bystanders had holes in their legs. The Mather brothers were arrested, but after posting a $3,000 bond, Dave mysteriously rode out of town to seek more notches for his gun elsewhere. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West, featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery, call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. CHP has released a statement with information regarding a fatal traffic collision on Nacimiento Lake Drive that took place on Sunday evening west of Fraser Road. 44-year-old Joseph Mitchell Pate of Paso Robles crashed his Chevy Camaro into a tree, resulting in major injuries for him and his passenger, 41-year-old Matt Garcia. Another man was in the rear seat, and he succumbed to his injuries and died at the scene. CHP is not releasing his identity, pending notification of next of kin. Two community outreach events have been scheduled for the multi-use North River Road Trail in Paso Robles. The first will be this morning from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. outside of City Hall, near the downtown Farmers Market. The second will be tomorrow from 5 to 8 p.m. at Cuesta College North County Campus Library. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s, it's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump hours away from leaving the White House for the journey to Communist China. U.S. Ambassador to China, David Perdue, earlier on Fox's America's Newsroom.
We think this is going to be a monumentally important meeting between these two great leaders.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be one of the top officials in attendance for the two-day state visit.
Rubio, of course, being the biggest surprise for everyone because he was sanctioned by China and banned back in 2020 for bringing up the Uyghur persecution. The president says the Iran conflict has changed the agenda by a lot ahead of the summit.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Beijing. The head of the World Health Organization says there's no sign of a larger border outbreak following the deadly hantavirus outbreak on that cruise ship. Inflation up during the 10-week war. That is from the April reading of the Consumer Price Index. You're paying more, especially for gas. America's listening to Fox News.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Clouds and sunshine mixed in a little bit. Highs in the low 80s. A couple of clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. And we'll have some clouds early tomorrow. And then later in the afternoon, some sunshine. We'll be right around 80 degrees. And then we head out to Thursday. And temperatures should be in the low to mid 80s. Mid 80s Friday, upper 80s Saturday. Back down to the mid-80s Sunday and Monday, low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:01 a.m., 7:59 p.m., and we are at 64 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry will have on a young man from Cal Poly, and they'll be talking about a couple of interesting things. It's Ryan Rendell, president, Cal Poly College Republicans and Turning Point USA, the Gen Zers and local conservative movement, et cetera, et cetera. And then also in the 1 o'clock hour, Stephen Moses, president, Center for Long-Term Care Reform and Visiting Fellow. That's Paragon Health, addressing Medicaid, Medi-Cal fraud, why it's bad for taxpayers and patients, and then also the insights to artificial intelligence and lots more. So enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, and we always do, 24-7, same day, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition, The Right Choice.
KPRL, KPRL,
will keep us together, 'cause I really love
The Morning Exchange.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let's see here on the text. Does AOC actually believe that billionaires have $1 billion in the bank and they can pull it out whenever they can? These people are so educated, they have no sense of reality, but yet she became a multimillionaire and is now worth close to $30 billion. She's one that's definitely taking kickbacks or getting insider stock trading from someone because she ain't that smart. She's not worth $30 million. That's been out there on the internet. The claims that she has become a multimillionaire through her role are inaccurate and have been debunked by financial disclosures filed with the House. Okay, so she's done that. Now, where the confusion may be, she has raised millions of dollars for her campaigns, and there's been some questions about that. But herself, she's not worth $30 million. Okay? She's not. So when, you know, I think a lot that, you know, when these things go out on social media, you gotta think a little bit about it. She's probably done some anything, but she's not worth $30 million. So anyway, don't get into an argument over that because you'll lose. All right, let's see. What else do we have on this? I gave you the Praga. The email I got this morning here, because I wanted to tie it in with something. And again, for those of you, it seems every time cities want to increase rates, part of the reason is to upgrade. Okay, I understand that, but why isn't money put aside to plan ahead? Every time city approves a new project, we are told that it will generate tax revenue. Well, where is that money going? That reminds me of the conversation on Friday on Sound Off with Kenny and someone that called in, I think, or texted in saying, well, okay, so why aren't they doing maintenance along the way as they go along at the district? Well, that's a very good question, and one would ask the same to the cities, and to an extent they do. But here's something you have to remember about cities, is that cities struggle to keep up with infrastructure costs because in many cases, and I think this has to be a philosophy across the board, maybe it's regional, I don't know, because they have this, it's almost a model that favors the rapid expansion over long-term sustainability. And it's, I don't know if you would call it a Ponzi scheme or not, but cities, what they do is they approve new stuff or new development, and it's to gain short-term cash. It looks good. Hey, our next budget meeting. Hey, look at this. We've got all the... Well, what about 10 years down the road? Well, But this infrastructure becomes a long-term liability for maintenance that, as it goes along, the tax base cannot support. And so that's a game that is played. Deferred maintenance and the aging system, it creates a backlog that exceeds available funding. So the priorities are backwards. And again, in some cases, you have to blame the citizens. Now, cities often mistake infrastructure as assets rather than long-term liabilities. So your infrastructure does not generate revenue. It only supports the homes and businesses that pay the taxes, which often fall short of maintenance costs. So if they have, you know, a couple extra Lincolns and Jacksons, I don't know if the laws prohibit it, but put some aside. I'm not going to say it's going to pay for all of it, but you need to do that. Just go along. Isn't that what we do in our houses? Yes, it is. Okay. So anyway, that's just something you might want to consider and maybe ask one of your council people or your school board members. And just don't let them go, well, that's because we don't have that. Well, why haven't you had the money? You're giving raises. I know some of that is you have to, but again, as I've said for a long time, then these contracts need to be looked at because it just keeps going up and up and up and up. And what are the consequences of this to keep up with basic infrastructure? Well, obviously crumbling roads, aging water systems, and it all adds up. So bingo, here's your raise. This is why we have to do it, because we haven't done something along the way. Now, I'm not saying that you'll never get an increase, but maybe the increase would be less because they were able to somewhat maintain some of these things as they go along, instead of having, we got to replace everything. Everything's got to be this and that. Taj Mahal, here we go. Over and over and over again. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see. Let's see. This is on the text. Pickleball is 50 years old today. I don't know if it is or not. But it's certainly become very popular, and the city of Paso Robles has nice new $6 million courts. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'd like to tag team on what Kevin was talking about in the last hour with just a few quick comments. Many government officials today are using judges to replace our constitutional republic with socialism. And socialism is defined by the dictionary as public ownership of the means of production. And just looking around for current examples, and of course the classic one is Mamdani in New York City wanting to have grocery stores run and owned and operated via the government. So no longer will private ownership work for this kind of proposed government. And then a few other quick examples. Thinking back not too many years, Obama saying that he is going to fundamentally change America. Most people didn't know what he meant, but he knew. He knew that he was going to be using judges to change the way America operates. And then a shining example of that was when the citizens of America voted against homosexual marriage. So Obama takes it to a judge, and the judge says, oh, no, you can't do that. That's unconstitutional. So now we have homosexual marriage and all of the things that have precipitated from that. And then we have a more current example, and that's Biden. There's a slip of the tongue there, but Biden says, you won't own anything but be happy. Well, does that not sound like socialism? Well, the public, which is basically the government owns everything. That can be, you know, that's easy to quantify. Happiness is a little more obscure. So what makes one person happy may not make another person happy. And then the most current one you guys were talking about this morning, you have been, and that's these, I'm going to call them the water wars. They're going on around right here in Thomas Fiscal County. And Greg Graywald is, he's doing a yeoman's effort in fighting that. But it's an example of what's right. People have the right to the water that's on their property, but the government is fighting that, and they're going to end up using a judge, in all probability, the judge, to somehow twist it around so that people who live on land no longer have unlimited use of their own water, which has been the case for centuries.
Well, the state, but the state constitution has something to say about the rights the water rights under our land too. So
it does.
It does. And
go ahead.
Well, no, you were cutting out, so you go ahead.
The state constitution has things to say. Also, the U.S. Constitution does. But the judges can manipulate that around to change what the Constitution means.
Well, that's what I brought up last hour, the dangers here, long term.
Correct.
Is what if, you know, we have more cities that elect people like Mondami, or, you know, these people that, again, you know, it used to be people would hide that they're either Marxist or socialist. Now they don't care anymore, because I think they realize that the educational system has done a very, very good job of what I'll say is brainwashing for the last X amount of decades on people's plights, that it's somebody else's fault. And so, therefore, we're going to take from the people who are doing better than you and give to you because it's not right.
Exactly. You're right on. You're right on, Kevin. And that's illustrated by these recent remarks by AOC in using lies to paint a picture that anyone worth $1 billion is a crook. Therefore, they can't be trusted. Therefore, their money needs to be taken away from them, and they cannot be listened to.
Right, and the money gets taken away from them to distribute to those who haven't earned it.
That's right. That's right. They haven't earned it. They have no interest in actually trying to earn it, because they believe it's the government's responsibility to give to them, to provide for them, when the reverse is what's true.
Okay. Well, let me bring up something that I have brought up quite a bit over the years. It frustrates me. Why, you know, this recent story that Chris gave us yesterday about California, that you and I as taxpayers, we're going to pay for any baby born in California, we're going to pay for 400 of their diapers. Now, in the scheme of things, I realize that that's not, well, it adds up to a lot of money, but why aren't we teaching people responsibility to plan ahead? We don't do that.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. And 400 diapers per baby, I have no idea how much that costs, but I know it costs more than we have.
Well,
that's what.
Well, but my point is, even if we had it, it's the responsibility of the parent to do that. Or do they have some friends that can help them out? Do they have some family members that help them out? Keep coming to me. But again, it's part of this point. The overall point is, we don't do a good job of saying, hey, if you're going to make some major life decisions, you know, obviously regarding having a child, here's what it's going to cost you. Now, you and I are also paying for the diapers. We're paying for discounts on cell phones. We're paying for their lunches. We're paying for their breakfast. In some cases, we're paying for their dinners. At what point does this end?
Well, according to you and I, it should have ended already. According to the government, these are just little inroads into having complete control over the lives of every citizen.
Well, I guess there's... this may not make sense, but if people want to have the government control their lives, then so be it. But the danger is, as you have more people that like that, then the government has then will have the ability through votes to get control over the rest of us who don't want to be bothered by the government.
Right. Yeah. No, I think you painted a very clear picture of the future, and the future is getting closer and closer. And I don't like it any more than you do. I don't like it at all.
Well, we got to, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay armed.
Amen to that. Well, amen to that.
All right. As I used to say, keep the muskets loaded.
That's right. The powder dry.
Yes, indeed. All right, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye. 238. Let's see here on the email. Hi, Kevin. Talk about chemtrails constantly seen in Paso Robles, San Miguel skies. No jokes. They are toxic chemicals falling on us, our crops, our children. Cheers. Yes, Susanna had a story about that yesterday. Very interesting story, and it has to do with the lawsuits, or a lawsuit. I think it's out of Colorado. Anyway, if you want to find more, you can wait till the podcast or the broadcast is put up on the website to listen to Susanna yesterday with Nicole Pearson on this subject and what's up in our skies here in the county and around other parts of the United States. And also, you could look up Nicole Pearson, and she's an attorney, and it's a very, very interesting of what's going on and how a lot of the information... Well, it's disappeared. It's mysteriously disappeared. Imagine that. Imagine that. All right, folks, we're just about out of time. Let's see if anything significant or at least maybe even goofy took place X amount of years ago. No, that was a riddle. I wasn't going to do that. Well, the... 1932, the 20-month-old son of Charles Lindbergh was found dead after being kidnapped 2 months earlier. Bruno Hauptmann, he was eventually executed, and there's been some suggestion that he didn't really do it, but at this point it doesn't matter because he gone. In 1896, the New York City Department of Health, they passed its the first ban in the United States on spitting in public and transit systems. It was punishable by a $1 to $5 fine and up to a year in jail. Wow. The ban was intended to help prevent the spread of diseases such as tuberculosis. Assuming they were still allowing the horses to do what they do on the sidewalks there. Wow. But it's kind of funny because now people in San Francisco can... Do a lot worse on the sidewalks, and nothing happens to them.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo County IWMA is seeking volunteers for its Recycling Ambassadors Program. Volunteers staff sorting stations at events in the county from April 1st through June 30th. Interested volunteers can visit the SLO County IWMA's website for more information. Tickets are still available for Honor Flight Central Coast California's Poor Fest fundraiser. Honor Flight offers free trips to Washington, D.C. for veterans to visit the memorials built in their honor. The upcoming fundraiser helps raise the money needed for these trips. Tickets can be purchased at honorflightccc.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. First up with Barry will be Ryan Rundle, President, Cal Poly College Republican, and Turning Point USA, and then Stephen Moses, President's Center for Long-Term Care Reform and Visiting Fellows, Paragon Health. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops of small business, and keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour, the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.